Good people, all repent with speed, high time it is to pray. Tempt not the just and righteous God with vain and long delay. And while it is the day indeed, for mercy call and cry. Oh, would that man would bear in mind that one day they must die. Thyself in thy security, why dost thou flatter so? Deferring thy repenting days, till age doth bring thee low. And further till thy sickest hour, yet ere thou hast to lie. Oh, would that men would bear in mind that one day they must die. O dust and ashes, dost thou think the glorious God of might will take in worth these wicked things and wait on thy delight? O mark how sore and suddenly his wrath on him will lie. O would that men would bear in mind that one day they must die. For what is he upon the earth that can himself secure, or say that for an hour's pace my life it can endure? No man on earth can warrant life the twinkling of an eye. Oh, would that men would bear in mind that one day they must die. And after death thyself assure, repentance comes too late. Not all the wealth within the world that can thy pains abate. For as a tree doth take his fall, even so the same doth lie. Therefore in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. And seest not thou in sickness oft men's memories decay, who many times do rove and rage when they have need to pray, whose hearts are bent to ban a curse till death doth close their eyes? Therefore in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. And if thou hast thy memory and understanding right, and of thy speech the perfect use and brightness of thy sight, yet may the Lord withhold his grace and take thy faith from thee, that to repent thy folly past thou shalt not able be. But yet admit how gracious God in mercy for to deal, that in thy sickness he vouchsafe his mercy to reveal. Yet thou shalt have a thousand griefs to wring thy mind awry. Therefore in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. For thou shalt have thy body then disquieted with pain, thy head and heart will vexed be, and so will every vein. The pangs of death will fear thee sore, whose force thou canst not fly. Therefore in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. The love of life will tempt thee much, whose favor was so sweet, and thou wilt muse of many things that for thy health is meet. To think thou must forego thy goods will nip thy heart full nigh. Therefore in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. to see thy friends and neighbors all thy dying hour abide, to see thy wife and children small cry out on every side, to think thou must forego them all will nip the heart full nigh. Therefore, in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. Besides, to think upon thy sins will much molest thy mind. The fresh remembrance of the same thou shalt most bitter find. Despair and dread will drown thy heart for living so awry. Therefore, in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. And thy accursing conscience then will witness to thy woe, how wickedly upon the earth thou didst thy days bestow. And this within thy pensive breast most grievously will lie. Therefore, in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. Then will the devil most busy be God's justice to declare, and of his mercy he will still procure thee to despair, persuading thee thy grievous sins do for hell ever cry. Therefore, in chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. Here mayest thou see, O wretched man, how hard a time thou hast. Prepare it to repent thy sins at this thy latter cast. Therefore, put not repentance back, do not God's grace deny, but in the chiefest of thy health, prepare thyself to die. Let every one pray that the Lord may bless our King and Queen, and grant that they in all their days may joyfully be seen, and after death that they may live in joy eternally. Then let all people say Amen, and so Amen I say.